This impromptu is supported in part by a grant from the Elizabeth F. Cheney Foundation, the Chicago-based philanthropy dedicated to arts and culture. Also supported by generous gifts from members of the WFMT Fine Arts Circle. With us this afternoon, live, is pianist Drew Peterson, the 2017 winner of the American Pianists Award. This is a unique competition that takes place every 4 years under the auspices of the American Pianists Association of Indianapolis. More about the award and the young man who won it after we hear music by Bach. We're going to hear one of the seven toccatas Bach wrote. That term, by the way, coming from the Italian verb toccare, or to touch, and meant to highlight the virtuosity of the keyboard player. Bach, of course, created a form that was much more than a showpiece and manages to combine what seems like an improvisatory style with a discipline of counterpoint. So here is the toccata in F sharp minor, BWV 910, as played for us now by Drew Peterson. Thank you. Music by Bach, as played by our guest this afternoon, live in the studio, Drew Peterson. We heard the toccata in F-sharp minor, BWV 910. Welcome, Drew. Great to have you with us.
Great to be here. Thanks so much.
This award that you've won, I think, is one of the more special awards out there. There are a lot that a pianist can win, a young pianist. But this one really helps, I think, in terms of one's career. And I'm sure you were very happy to win it. And can you tell us something about the process and about the prize itself?
Wow. So to win the American Pianist Awards, it feels like a dream come true for me. I sometimes have to pinch myself in the morning when I wake up, because it's a surreal experience. The process itself was unusual in that, unlike most competitions where there is a progressive series of eliminations in the live rounds, this one, the elimination is done before the five finalists are chosen, and each of the five of us is given ample performance opportunities in a variety of media, solo, concerto, chamber music, even accompanying a singer at one point in the process. Yep. And to have all of these opportunities to perform for audiences in Indianapolis, New York, and even really it's across the world through media publicity is really amazing, even before I was so fortunate to be named the winner. And ever since then, it's been a lot more of that. And I feel like the competition, the process really prepared me for the demands of the prize, the performance opportunities associated with it, and for a career as a performing artist.
Mm-hmm. Now, in terms of the competition as it's set up, although they put you in various situations, which is a wonderful thing for any young pianist, they don't really choose repertoire for you. You get to make those decisions.
Right, right. And it's a big process to choose all the repertoires.
Yeah. Well, how do you make those choices? Are what we're hearing this afternoon, the things we're hearing this afternoon, are they representative of the type of repertoire you love to play?
Oh, yes. I think it's really important as an artist to play what we feel some connection to emotionally, intellectually.
Yeah.
Yeah. I personally think I play those pieces better than, say, those that I maybe don't feel as much a connection to. And I think that's just part of the process. Mm-hmm. It's important for us to find what draws us and what gets us excited, to be able to share that excitement with everyone out there.
Right. And you're going to play Chopin for us for a good portion of this program. Why Chopin? Is that something special for you?
I think all composers are special for me in various ways, but Chopin especially, there's something in his music that the combination of pure just emotional brilliance and rhetoric, and with a coupling with a logic that is really infallible in many ways and a certain kind of discipline. It's rare to find a composer who so masterfully can display of such a variety of emotions and a variety of colors and sounds and everything in such a kind of tightly organized framework.
Right. As I mentioned before, we heard the Bach, the toccata really is a combination of a great showpiece and great, you know, artistic thinking on the part of the composer. And that's certainly similar with respect to these waltzes of Chopin, I think. This is a form which everybody knows, and it can be very informal, and in fact, it's just a dance, but it's so much more in Chopin's hands. And we're going to hear you play three of these waltzes now, the Opus 34 set, the A-flat major, A minor, and F major of Chopin.
Thank you. Thank you.
three Chopin waltzes, Opus 34, A flat major, A minor, F major, as played for us live here at WFMT by Drew Peterson. And Drew Peterson is the prize winner of the American Pianists Award this year, and he's playing lots of Chopin for us this afternoon. There will be coming up the Ballade in F minor, Opus 52. You can see Drew at the Steinway & Sons Naperville Warehouse tonight at 7 o'clock. And I think, isn't there another concert in the Chicago area as well tomorrow?
Yes, I'm performing at the National Keyboard Pedagogy Conference tomorrow.
And that's out in Lombard, right?
Yes, at the Westin Hotel.
Okay. And is that open to the public as well or not? May not be.
Not entirely sure.
Probably not.
Better bet with Steinway.
Yeah, okay. Why put it off anyway? Go see you tonight.
Exactly.
Chopin's a curiosity in some ways. There have been pianists over the years, great pianists, who have simply said, I really am afraid to play him. And, I mean, one pianist who said that to me in an interview years ago was Alfred Brendel. And he played it early in his career, but he gave up on it. And I don't know what it is about Chopin, which would scare a great pianist like that so much. Maybe you know, you can tell me. But I think some people really do have a talent for getting inside his music, and others just can't.
I think there's something in Chopin, maybe it's that there's no other composer quite like him. I think the way he expresses his musical ideas is quite idiomatic. He was, after all, self-taught. To think that such an artist, both as pianist and composer, totally self-taught, he kind of came from the fringes of the European classical scene at the time. And maybe there's something of that reflected in his music, and it's hard to really think of any other compositional reference, other composers who are similar. So in that sense, we're a little more limited in our tools that we have to interpret his music with. And while some composers, I'm thinking the archetypal example is Beethoven, whose music is really sometimes very black and white. He's so clear with his instructions and demands that he places on the performer. Chopin is, although very detailed, is often less clear, often contradictory in what he expects of us. And there are many challenges in interpreting his music. That's true. But I think at the end of the day, the goal with Chopin is to get, as with any great composer, but especially Chopin, is to get to the essence of what he is about and what he's trying to express in any given moment. And I agree with you. That's the goal. And I think if I can get us close to that, I feel like I'm doing my job.
Yeah. Now, the ballade that you're going to play, I mean, a ballade in general it's essentially a story. I mean, it comes from literature. And often ballades in music attempt to be programmatic and follow a storyline. And there have been those over the years who have tried to assign storylines to Chopin. But it seems to me that there's much more going on here than just, you know, once upon a time. And I think that's certainly the case with the Ballade in F minor. Could you maybe comment on that a bit?
Sure. I too don't like to assign specific stories to most pieces I play. This piece is not an exception to that rule. I like to think of great art like the Chopin Ballades, all four of them, as more than stories. They're kind of cultural myths and these kinds of edifices, as is, you know, Homer to the Greeks, I mean, to us musicians, and to English speakers too, through translation. It's this kind of music transcends even just mere stories, but the fact that it is a story and that it conveys all that a story conveys and so much more is very powerful. And I think the fact that it's conveyed to us through music makes a case for it even more, because we can express certain things through music, I feel, that are difficult or more difficult to express through words.
Right. And you'll know, if you really listen to this piece, that you've gone through some sort of emotional story or journey. That's for sure.
Exactly.
Why don't we hear it? This is the Ballade in F minor, Opus 52, by Chopin, played for us by Drew Peterson. Chopin's Ballade in F Minor, Opus 52, played by Drew Peterson here at WFMT this afternoon. Drew Peterson, the prize winner of the American Pianists Award this year. And he will be appearing tonight at Steinway & Sons Naperville Warehouse, 7 p.m. By the way, if you're enjoying this program and like to hear it again, a podcast will be available on our website soon. That's at WFMT.com. Before we went on the air, Drew, we talked a little bit about whether you might consider playing a little bit more for us, say some Gershwin, even.
Sure, I'd be happy to. That would be really fun.
What do you have in mind?
There are a few arrangements of Gershwin songs by the great American pianist Earl Wilde.
Oh, yes.
I'm sure some of our listeners are very familiar with those. I am playing one right now, a bit, based on The Man I Love, the Gershwin song The Man I Love, and I think it's really a beautiful addition to this program. So I'll play a bit for you now.
Thank you. Let's do it. Drew Peterson concluding this live impromptu on WFMT with Earl Wilde's arrangement of Gershwin's The Man I Love. Drew recently won the American Pianists Award from the American Pianists Association. You can see him perform tonight at 7 in the Steinway & Sons Naperville Warehouse. And by the way, he'll be coming back to Chicago in December to perform a very big concert, the Dame Ira Hess Memorial Concert, live from the Cultural Center, which we will broadcast as well. Our thanks to him, and thanks also to our music producer, Mary Mazurek, and to Michael Sangabino at the Broadcast Control Board, and to Impromptu's producer, Louise Frank. I'm Kerry Frumkin. These Impromptus on WFMT are supported in part by grants from the Elizabeth F. Cheney Foundation, the Chicago-based philanthropy dedicated to arts and culture, and by generous gifts from members of the WFMT Fine Arts Circle. If you enjoyed this live performance, please consider becoming a sustaining member today. Ongoing monthly contributions are one of the most effective ways to support the station. It's quick, it's easy. Become a sustaining member now by pledging online at WFMT.com.